Podcast Help Desk number 69 for December 5th, 2015.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. To keep your podcast running smoothly, it takes some tech. That's what Podcast Help Desk is here for, to smooth out the geek speak and put it in, more or less, plain English. The main audience for this podcast is those who have podcasts and want to tweak the tech to get better sound, a better website, a more reliable feed, or a more streamlined workflow. Also, for podcasting beginners that don't want to make all the mistakes themselves. Here's your host, Mike Dell.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and of course, this is Podcast Help Desk. This week, we're going to talk about promoting your show, but promoting your show, not promoting everybody else's stuff. But first, I have one little news item, and it's kind of insignificant, but it's significant to some of you that don't want to buy the Auphonic software. And more specifically, those of you on Macintoshes that have upgraded to El Capitan, OS 10.11. Doug Kay from Conversations Network did a little update on Levelator. That's a free audio leveling software you can get. It's not been maintained really since 2012, and it's probably not going to be maintained much, other than he wanted to make sure it still runs on all the modern operating systems. So, you know, it was working okay for Windows and Linux, and it was not working for the newest version of Macintosh OS. So he did a little update. So if you're wanting to use Levelator, you can, and you don't want to use Auphonic, which is what I recommend, and this is a free thing that's similar, you can go get Levelator over at conversationsnetwork.org/Levelator. And I'll have a link in the show notes, of course, but make sure you get version 2.1.2 if you're on a Mac. And, of course, the versions for Windows and Linux also still operate. But I just thought that was kind of interesting. And had I been on my old release schedule, I would have told you here about something new coming. But I'm on held to strict confidence. So next Tuesday... Tuesday, what would that be? Today is Saturday the 5th. Let's see, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th. So Tuesday the 8th. Keep an eye on social media. We'll have a announcement for podcasters, mainly in the distribution category, but I can't talk about it, so I'm not. And by the way, all the bumper music for this month is going to be from the U.S. Air Force band Airmen of Note, their album called Cool Yule. And since it's a United States Air Force band, it's public domain, so I can play it. Anyway, on to the meat of the show. I've had a lot of people ask me in the last, you know, through 3 weeks, well, you know, I want to promote my show and, you know, what link do I give everybody to promote my show on iTunes or promote my show on Stitcher or promote my show on, you name the directory, you know, Blueberry even. And what do I give them for that? And I say, don't give anybody anything, you know, for all these other services. You know, make those links available on your website, but promote your own brand. You know, it just amazes me. You hear podcasters on podcasts say, you know, well, you can get me on iTunes at this link, and you can get me at Stitcher at that link, and you can get me at, you know, let your audience figure out where to get you. You know, promote your website and make sure it's easy to find where to subscribe on your website. You know, if you go to Podcast Help Desk, it's below each player. There's a whole litany of places you can subscribe. There's, you know, places in the sidebar. Sometimes they put it in the body of the message. You know, just make it easy for them, but, you know, promote you. Don't promote somebody else's brand. Don't promote your podcast company's brand. I mean, that's the whole thing behind having your own domain name. I know not everybody does that, and you know, may not be necessary in your particular case, but that's the easiest way to go. You know, like with me, I promote Podcast Help Desk. You know, go to podcasthelpdesk.com, and over there, you can go anywhere else. And in the show notes, I'm going to have a bunch of pictures of players that just, you know, kind of make that point. You know, I've got Geek of the North is my podcast, and it is on SoundCloud. And so I got a picture of the SoundCloud player for that. And, you know, right there it says SoundCloud up in the upper right corner. And it's a, you know, big player. It's got my branding on it, but it's SoundCloud. And, you know, then if you stop the player, it comes up with another screen where hear more on SoundCloud. You know, if you're over on Spreaker, you know, I've got Mike Dell's World and Geek of the North, all that through the Modern Life Podcast Network and Two Thumbs Up Media. It's on Spreaker. And, you know, Spreaker's great, but when you look at that player, what do you think of first? Spreaker. There's nothing wrong with Spreaker promoting themselves, but you don't have to do that on your website. You know, Podgarden, their player, you know, just it says, you know, powered by Podgarden. And, you know, the Podbean player's got Podbean's logo on it. And it's like, why do you need to do that? You know, with PowerPress, you know, the way I set it up, it's generic. My player just looks like a player. It does right now have a Clamor thing on there, and it's not that I'm promoting Clamor, but that's kind of a feature. I don't know whether I'm going to keep that there or not. It's kind of a neat feature that Blueberry added. Or not Blueberry, but Clamor added it, and Blueberry PowerPress now supports that. But it's got, you know, just says share clip. It doesn't even say Clamor, but when you click that, it takes you to Clamor. But, of course, then I've got all the other things down below. Subscribe on iTunes, Android, email, RSS, more subscribe options. And that's all fine and dandy. But it's on my site. You know, I've got podcasthelpdesk.com. You know, I bought the .com, so why not promote my own .com? You know, I'm not sending you off to iTunes to subscribe. You know, I assume if you're listening to this, you know how to subscribe, or if you don't, there's a bunch of easy ways to do it. You know, I had another person, I think it was in one of the social media things, and it made me think of a movie clip, but they came out and says, I'm now an official podcaster. My podcast was just accepted by iTunes. And it reminded me of this here.
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Well, I wish I could get that excited about
nothing! Are you kidding? Page 73, Johnson, Maven, R. I'm somebody now! Millions of people look at this book every day! This is the kind of spontaneous publicity your name in print that makes people! I'm in print! Things are going to start happening to me now.
And that's the way some people think about iTunes. You know, if they're not in iTunes, they're not a podcaster. Well, I was a podcaster a good year or so before iTunes picked it up, and you know, I wasn't any less a podcaster. Of course, podcasting wasn't all that popular at that time, and iTunes definitely is the 800-pound gorilla in podcasting, but you know, getting yourself in the iTunes directory is analogous to being in the phone book. I mean, yeah, you know, sure it is, but so is getting it in Google. So your website is your number one podcast discovery tool. I mean, I get more people, well, I'd say probably most of my listeners now come from word of mouth from other podcasters that I've helped or, you know, other podcasts about podcasting. But, you know, and that's another way to promote your podcast is, you know, get, you know, ask questions, give feedback on other shows in your genre. You know, don't come in there and say, hey, I got a podcast, why don't you do that? You know, but, you know, make friends, influence people. you know, the old Dale Carnegie thing. But just simply getting listed in iTunes or Blueberry or, you know, whoever, wherever, is not going to make or break your podcasting efforts. It's, you know, it's the same as being printed in the old phone book. Yeah, of course. Thousands and thousands of people look at the phone book, or used to. You know, that's kind of a misnomer now. Most people use Google or Siri, which uses Google most of the time, I think. So, you know, don't get overly excited about becoming, you know, being in iTunes. And as we always say about new and noteworthy, same thing. You know, don't be all excited about that. It's great, but it's not going to be the be-all, end-all that you think it might be. And, you know, a lot of times it's disappointing. You know, you might get a little spike of a couple hundred listeners from being a new noteworthy, or maybe even more than that, but a lot of those are going to drop off because they're going to, you know, people that do look at that will see that, listen to an episode, and decide that they don't want to listen anymore. You know, it's not saying anything bad about you, because, you know, people don't always like the same things. But I guess my advice is, you know, don't tell everybody, you know, when you're, say you're you are getting on somebody else's podcast. Say you send in a voice feedback, and at the end you say, hey, you know, by the way, I do a podcast about the same thing, blah, blah, blah. You know, catch me on iTunes. Well, no. No, send them to your domain. Send them to your own website. And if you don't have your own website, get your own website. It's really not that hard. And speaking of promoting your stuff, there are scammy and spammy ways to do that. And it's come up recently on a couple of social media groups, review swaps. It's like, you know, really? Are you guys still trying to do that? You know, hey, I'll give you a 5-star review. If you give me a 5-star review, and you know, it goes on all the time. You can go to a Fiverr and buy, you know, 500 reviews for $5, or I don't know if that's true, but yeah, I know you can buy a certain amount of iTunes reviews for your podcast over at Fiverr. But, you know, who wants a bunch of fake reviews? It's, I don't know, just doesn't make sense to me. So I just wish people would stop with that, and I don't know where that's coming from. Well, I kind of do know where that's coming from, but I will stop beating that horse. And in other kind of spam-worthy practices, I had a person ask me to be a guest on their Blog Talk Radio show. And, you know, I kind of thought, oh, well, I guess, sure, whatever. You know, I was kind of leery about it. But and then they sent me a guest intake form to fill out. I thought, well, all right, this seems a little formal for Blog Talk Radio, but hey, whatever. You know, some of those shows over there do get a lot of listeners, so, you know, maybe it's worthy. So I commenced to figuring out this form, and they wanted me to pay $10. You know, that's not a lot to be on somebody's show, but really? Really? I'm not going to pay you $10 to be on your Blog Talk Radio show. Not going to happen. I'm not going to pay you $10 to be on your podcast. And the same, I'm not going to pay someone else to be on my podcast. You know, I'll take all the free guests that want to come on if they got something interesting. You know, I don't do a lot of interviews. I have done a few in the past. Obviously, we had a little run of them there. And actually, I got another one scheduled. I was supposed to do that Friday, but things came up. But I believe next week I'm going to have an interview with another old-time podcaster. I won't tell you who they are, because, you know, who knows, something might fall through by then. But some of you that were around back in the day will recognize this person, and he's got a pretty unique story. Uniqueness doesn't have degrees, but he has a unique story. about how he got into podcasting, and his shows were his. Okay, we'll say it's a he. His shows were definitely groundbreaking at the time and very popular, and he has started podcasting again, I understand. I have not listened to his new show, but I do plan on it. And that brings me to the blueberry tip of the week. Now, we have covered some of this in the past, but Blueberry, of course, has free podcast statistics. And you can also sign up for the paid podcast statistics, which gives you a little more in-depth knowledge and lets you update it a little more often than once a day. Of course, if you want to sign up for that or hosting over at blueberry.com, use my promo code HELPDESK. Or you can still use the no BS one, or the even Mike works, but help desk, just that way I can track that it come from podcast help desk. That being said, there's a lot of confusion out there about how to set up the statistics when you have multiple shows running off of one WordPress installation. You know, if you just have one WordPress installation, you log into your Blueberry account and from the services and stats tab in PowerPress, and it automatically puts the redirect in there. And that works out fine and dandy until you want to add another show. If you want to add another show, you have to do a little bit of finagling. And what I always like to do, the best method that I have done in the past on sites that have more than one, say they've got a podcast about podcasting, and they got a podcast about technology, and they got a podcast about something completely unrelated, all running off one website. The problem is, if you sign into your WordPress or sign into your PowerPress or Blueberry account in PowerPress, you end up with all of the stats for all the channels and all the category feeds all going to one Blueberry listing. I don't call it an account, but you're listing at Blueberry that has your stats in it will definitely all collect on one, and then you'll have a second set of stats for the other show, and that'll just catch the category or the channel. So what you have to do, and what I like to do, is I have a catch-all account. So what I do is I'll make the main listing, I'll make another listing, and use the default feed for that listing. So, feed / podcast, your domain / feed / podcast. You make that your main show. You make that kind of your catch-all. In my case, on MikeDell.com, I called that Radio Mike Dell. So everything that came off of MikeDell.com was in that listing, and it had its own feed. I didn't promote that feed. If somebody found it, that was fine. But then all my stats got collected in that one. And then I made individual stats accounts or individual listings at Blueberry. That's how you do it for the individual shows. So say you had show number one, and you add show number two. So you take show number one, you put that in its own channel. So then you have to change your feed for iTunes and everything else. So you do a 301 redirect from the main feed to your channel feed. You do that for, 30 days or so until everybody's established. And then you take that 301 out, and then you add your second channel or your second category or however you're going to do your second podcast, and there's settings in both category podcasting and channel podcasting where you can put individual redirect URLs. And so you've got, if you have two shows off of one site, so over at Blueberry you would have three shows. You'd have one for show number one, you'd have one for show number two, and then you would have a catch-all that would catch the stats for both. It doesn't hurt anything. You'd have two redirects, but that way it keeps them separate, if that bothers you. Now, a lot of people, it doesn't bother. And, you'll just have one stats account and it'll catch all the shows. But, and then there's the other option is you can unlink your blueberry.com account. And that works. You know, then you manually put in the redirect, you know, or you put it in the channel settings or the category settings, and you put that redirect in there so that each of those shows will collect in their own Blueberry listing. One problem with that, especially with categories, is you can't post to more than one category at a time. So, you know, so say you have a subject category and then you've got your category for your podcast feed. If you put both of them in there, it's going to confuse the system and you may or may not get your stats. So, you know, PowerPress was pretty much designed for a single show off of a website, and we've added the capability of channels, and we've added the capability of categories and post types and taxonomy and, you know, God knows what Angelo's going to come up with next. But, you know, we got all those things in there, but certain things don't work exactly right. And the other problem with unlinking your Blueberry account is you don't get your stats in the dashboard. You got to go to Blueberry to get them. And the other problem with that is if you're on Blueberry hosting, you've got to go upload your show at Blueberry, not from your blog. So, you know, it just depends on how you do it as to how your workflow will change. I always say it's the best bet is to have, you know, your own domain name and own, you know, WordPress site for each podcast, and that way you can just deal with all the default settings. You don't have to use categories or channels or taxonomies or any of that stuff. But that's just my humble opinion. We can make it work either way, but it just gets a little more complicated as it goes. So this week, I finally fixed a problem that has been annoying me for a while. I know, was it last episode we talked about how my portable recorder kind of screwed up an episode, and it took me a little while to figure that out with the help of some friends and all that, but we got it figured out. Well, this one, I knew what the problem was. I just didn't buckle down and fix it. And it ended up, I ended up buying a new piece of equipment to fix this problem. I bought a Behringer, and I'm trying to look at this here, a UCA222 audio interface. It's basically a USB sound card. And what the problem was, is on my Macintosh, I had two Griffin iMics. Those are those little hockey puck USB sound cards, which I don't know as they make anymore. I keep seeing them on Amazon now as sold out, and they're kind of becoming unobtainium, but anyway, I had two of those. And of course, on Macintosh, and I think on PC the same way, on Windows, the sound cards are named whatever they're named, and there's really nothing you can do to name them something else. So I had two Griffin iMics. One was on my aux channel, you know, and that's how I play, you know, these little clips that I have.
Dude, what's up with that?
You know, and I just can reach over and hit soundboard. And that's where the one, you know, that goes to one of the USB sound cards. And I had that on an aux channel, channel 5 and 6 on my mixer. Of course, you know, when you're running a mixer like this, 5-6, it's a stereo input but a mono output. It's kind of complicated, but anyway, it's the aux channel, channel 5-6 I use for that. And that way I can control the volume of the playback from the soundboard. And then I have another channel, which I call caller, and I do a mix minus on. And mix minus, I'll do a show about mix minus again. I know Jim Coulson over at the averageguy.tv doesn't like mix minus for some reason. I have to get the story behind that sometime. But anyway, I'm going to do a show about mix minus because a lot of people want to do that. What mix minus is, in a nutshell, is so that I could have a caller on here and run him through my soundboard. You know, when I do these interviews, I use that. And what it does is it makes sure that he hears the entire mix except himself or minus himself. So I have ways to do that through an aux bus on the mixer. And so, like I said, they hear all the channels except for they can't hear their own audio going through the mixer and coming back to them. It makes kind of an echo effect and drives everybody nuts. Well, I was having a problem where it took me a really long time to figure out why I was getting this echo. And what it was Skype, every time I started it up, would just grab whatever sound card it wanted to grab. And sometimes it was the one that didn't have the mix minus on it. So I solved that by taking out one of the Griffin iMics and putting on a different USB sound card, that Behringer. And so now my aux goes into the Behringer, and the and Skype and Blab and all that stuff, I'll use the hockey puck iMic. And that way I know for sure. So with that, we're going to call this a podcast. If you want to support the show, of course, on the right sidebar of podcasthelpdesk.com, there's all kinds of things you can click on. You can go to Patreon and sign up to be a patron. I don't have anybody there yet, so be the first one. You'll get lots of kudos here for being the first patron at Patreon. Also have a just plain old donate button through PayPal. Always glad to take some contributions to motivate me to keep doing this. Of course, I'm going to keep doing this, but it'd be really nice to have a little bit of help paying for the expenses. And of course, I had to buy this new sound card that was really, really expensive. Not. Anyway, there's other things there. Amazon, of course, Christmas season's a-coming. If you're doing some shopping at Amazon, click through my Amazon link there and then go do your shopping, and I'll get some kickback for that, and it won't cost you any more. Where's mypodcastreviews.com from Daniel J. Lewis? That's a really neat way to keep track of your reviews worldwide on both Stitcher and iTunes. I'm a member, and you ought to be too if you care about that kind of thing. And that's really about it. And still been a little quiet on the feedback line there. I haven't got too many questions, so be sure to think about sending me some feedback. Area code 231-421-4490. Make sure I had that right. That'll go to my voicemail there, and you can ask a question there. You can email me, podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or you can use the SpeakPipe link, which I noticed I did not put on the site or put back on the site yet. I will make sure that is working here shortly, so you can do it that way. Or the best way, just record it into a MP3 file. Don't send me a wave, but an MP3 file, and email that to podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, and I will get that and most likely use it in the show. Everybody have a good week. Catch you later.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.